this political coliseum, we slay the rising beast with the fateful sword of truth that transcends hypocrisy and censorship. It's time to unleash yourself from the tyrants of media propaganda on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. This is Unleashed, the Political News Hour.
Welcome to Unleashed, the Political News Hour. I'm your host, Bruce Robertson, and I'm so glad you could join us. Unleashed is a relatively new program on America Out Loud that airs weeknights at 7 p.m. And we have five distinct hosts, all from varying backgrounds and levels of expertise on many, many topic matters. And I think you'll find every single one of our hosts to be tremendously interesting and informative. So I suggest, or I ask you to check it out and tune in on weeknights at 7 p.m. And America Out Loud Unleashed, the Political News Hour, is available also in podcast format the day after the broadcast and then on an ongoing basis. So you can listen to past programs and you can hear the latest programs. If you miss it at 7 p.m. on a weeknight, you can always pick it up. But I encourage you to listen to my colleagues on the other nights. My show airs on Thursday nights, and you're here listening to me now on Thursday at 7 p.m. And my other co-hosts are also just wonderful. And sometimes we even do a roundtable discussion, which is always informative and interesting. So before we get started with the hot news items of the day, and there are many, this week has been a whirlwind of information. You know, we're very blessed as journalists and hosts, radio hosts in this environment, because the stories kind of write themselves. We don't have to go digging for information. We are just in this period right now where everything's coming at us so fast, and the world is changing, and there's a great enlightening going on, and it's exhilarating and exciting. And so I'd like to talk to you about some of this, but before we jump into the hot news items, I want to talk to you about an emergency. This is something that I have observed happening in our nation, which deserves, I believe, our utmost and immediate attention. I believe, and I've said this many times on my show, that there's an agenda afoot to destroy our nation. And I want to make people aware of it. If you're not already aware of it, I want to wake you up to this. Okay? There's an agenda. The agenda is backed by policies put in place by the Obama administration, by the Biden administration. You could even roll back to the Clinton administration and the Bush administrations. So this agenda is now accelerating, and it's being accelerated by Biden and whoever is managing him, because you know he's not doing this alone. I mean, he doesn't even know what day it is half the time. So here's the agenda as I see it. First point on the agenda is flood the country with millions of illegals coming in by land, sea, and air from all over the third world and China. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 U.S. states. Can you imagine? The second point of the agenda is to prioritize the needs of these non-citizens, these illegal people pouring into our country, over the needs of American citizens. So prioritize their needs over our needs. And this is a conscious effort by the current administration. And they're prioritizing their needs with free flights, buses, hotels, all transportation, meals, clothing, housing, medical care, phones, and even cash cards. All of this ensures their loyalty and dependency to the Democrat Party that imported them. You know, if you want more of something, you subsidize it. And the Democrats are subsidizing illegal immigration using our taxpayer money. If you want less of something, tax it or fine it, okay? If they find illegals, there would be less of them, but they are subsidizing them, and we are certainly getting more of them. The third point in this agenda is to keep these people in the country at all costs, even if they commit violent crimes, rape, theft, or even murder. And they're messing around with the language. They're attacking even the terms used to describe these people. If we attempt to use the term illegal or alien, we're told by the left that we're racist. So they're attacking us instead of attacking the criminals who are attacking our nation and its citizens. And I say criminals, okay? Listen, there may be people in that group that are coming here with, you know, the intention to make a better life for themselves, but they're breaking the law by doing it, and that makes them a criminal. There are conventional ways to apply for citizenship in this country. There are conventional ways to apply for asylum in this country. There are places to go to do that, and they are not doing that. They're just ignoring our system, ignoring the protocols that we've set up to try and protect our people and protect our nation and protect our sovereignty, and they're flooding the border. And by the way, this is being encouraged by the current administration, by the current government, by most of the Democrats. They love this, okay? So they're suborning felony is what I would say. It's suborning felony. They're breaking federal laws, and the Democrats are aiding and abetting them. The fourth point is to make sure that their privileges are made irrevocable through sanctuary programs and laws in cities and states that only attract more of them. So you set up a city or a state as a sanctuary, and they wave the flag saying, here we are, we're a sanctuary, come on, load up. And these sanctuary cities give them permanent status. They encourage non-cooperation with ICE, for example, the immigration folks, and they provide them, even with legal aid at the taxpayer expense, to fight deportation. So they've got all these social workers and all these NGO workers, and they're aiding and abetting the crime of entering our country illegally. I've seen it firsthand. I've seen it in New York, and I've seen it in Texas. I was at the Texas border. I was in McAllen. I was in McAllen Airport, and I saw that even in the airport, there are groups of obvious illegal Mexican immigrants. They don't have papers. They're being given folios with tickets and cash cards, really. They're given debit cards. They're given assistance. They're given a booklet on how to do it. They're being put on airplanes and buses and distributed all over the country. And now trains, where there's less supervision. They're being flown in so that they don't even have to go to the border anymore. Private charter flights are being chartered, paid for by NGOs that are financed by the U.S. government. So they get around it by financing the NGOs to do it. So it's like they subcontract the work. It's clever, but it's illegal. The fifth point is to count all the millions of non-citizens, and I mentioned this earlier, in a census that will determine the number of House representatives in Congress. This is called congressional apportionment. Just based on the number of illegals here now, the amount of illegals would equal 13 extra congressional districts. That's a tremendous increase in electoral power. Imagine how they can change the fabric of our nation, how they can change the voting on crucial laws that affect everything, including immigration and welfare. Okay. So, speaking of welfare, the number six is to wage lawfare and a massive legal campaign to change the state voting laws, to legalize mass mail-in ballots, to legalize no signature voting, to legalize no voter verification, to ban voter ID, to legalize no proof of citizenship required, and to make permanent the UN guidance for migrants, let's say. They call them migrants. You know, the UN has guidance on countries accepting migrants, and they're signing up for this UN migrant thing. And they also want to legalize unmanned ballot drop boxes. So all this will make it virtually impossible to prove voter fraud. And it will make it impossible to remove these people from our nation when they're here illegally. Point number seven, they want to lock in this permanent replacement voting majority with campaign promises, with lavish gifts from the Treasury, with benefits that surpass the benefits given to our own people, the benefits given to our veterans. And they give them permanent privileges, all courtesy of the Democrat Party. They're hoping that they can gain voters this way, because their people, the real Americans, are losing interest in these charlatans in the Democrat Party. And also the Republican Party. Listen, there's enough charlatans in both parties to comprise a uniparty of people that are very distasteful to vote for. So, point number eight, they want to win elections. They want to win them, or they want to cheat to steal them. Either way works for them. They'll probably try both. And the last one, they want single party entrenchment. And they have started to achieve this goal. So once they build up this massive momentum with all these illegal aliens and they change the voting districts, they're going to achieve single party entrenchment. And the best part is your tax dollars are paying for all of it. Now let's go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to dig into more hot news on Unleashed, the American America Out Loud News Hour, the political news hour on America Out Loud.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
Welcome back to Unleashed. I'm your host, Bruce Robertson. Before we left for the break, we were talking about the nefarious agenda of the left. And now we're going to get into some of the hot news stories of the week. There was a Baltimore shipping disaster in the news this week. And as I looked at it, first of all, it's tragic. But as I looked at it, I began to think about why it happened, and it seems fishy to me at best. So on the eve of the Dali container ship crash at the Francis Scott Key Bridge, I think there's a reason why it happened, and I don't think it's random. I started to dig in and think about some of the other ship-related incidents that turned out to be agendized false flags in our history. The first one that came to mind was the Lusitania. Do you remember the Lusitania? Lusitania was a passenger ship that was torpedoed by a German submarine in the North Atlantic Ocean, and it was used as a reason to draw us into World War I. And everybody got behind the idea that women and children and men, women, and children were killed in this Lusitania tragic disaster where the passenger ship sunk, So does anybody realize that the Lusitania was filled with weapons and munitions as well as passengers, and that when the torpedo hit it, it created an explosion that was unsurpassed because there were so many bombs and munitions on board that the whole thing just went up. And this actually drew us into World War I, and there are profit motives for going to war. So this Lusitania was a false flag. The story has come out now many years later. So you can see that you can read the story about the Lusitania, and you can see that it was for nefarious reasons that this drew us into World War I. And there were forces on our side that wanted to get involved in World War I because there's big industrial profits to be made. The military-industrial complex was alive and kicking even back then. So the second one that I thought of, another ship-related incident, was the Titanic. Now, the Titanic is famous. The sinking killed a remarkable amount of people. We know about the Titanic because there were movies made about it. And one thing that some people don't realize is that the Titanic sinking killed the three most prominent and powerful opponents to the establishment of the Federal Reserve, which is our private central bank that has controlled our money and the price of money, the cost of money, since then. And others could say that it's responsible for much of the boom and bust cycles that we've seen since the Federal Reserve Bank has been created. The three most prominent and powerful opponents to that bank, the establishment of that bank, were John Jacob Astor, Guggenheim, and Strauss. All three of them went down on the Titanic. Now, is that a coincidence or not? You're going to have to make up your own mind. But it happened, and the evidence is under the sea. Does anyone find it odd that in March 2020, COVID was used to shut down the supply chain and shipping containers piled up in our ports. Then in March 2021, the Suez Canal was blocked by a ship called the Ever Given, a container ship that supposedly ran aground inside the Suez Canal and jammed up traffic. And now, again in March, the supply chain is being jammed by this accident where a container ship, a massive container ship over 1,000 feet long, loses power and takes out a major bridge in a major thoroughfare for shipping traffic in the Baltimore Harbor that leads to Washington, D.C. And it takes out that bridge that is a key bridge in transportation of hazardous materials. So these cannot be coincidences. The probability of these events being random is less than one in a million. Recent reports of these global and domestic events just don't smell right to me. The trade route disruptions and the potential for a geopolitical power grab that these events entail should not be ignored, in my opinion. Ports, canals, railways, undersea cables, pipelines, and trade routes are the bloodlines to commerce, industry, communications, and to humanity itself. They're the levers of control over who barely survives and who thrives. Choke them off and you control life and death. Nothing screams power grab quite like the disruption of global trade and communications. And you know, war is mostly useless to tyrants without using it to disrupt supply chains and grab more power. This is also true for controlling food and energy supplies, the shipment of goods, natural resources, currencies, and banking, cyber warfare using technology, and information warfare using media. Now, aren't we seeing all of that occurring all at once, all the time these days? There has simply been way too much unprecedented activity recently that looks very suspicious. It looks tactical and it looks deliberate. Now, here are some of the events. I'm just going to tick off a couple of these to show you what I mean. The events that look suspicious, that look tactical and deliberate, let's talk about it. The Houthi trade route terror in Yemen. Have you seen this? The Houthis are attacking Red Sea shipments and blowing up boats and attacking various ships under various flags from the Yemen side of the Red Sea. Okay. As a result, multiple undersea cables there are under attack and at the risk of being disrupted. So that's a communications threat as well as a trade route threat. The Ever Given container ship that blocked the Suez Canal, as I mentioned earlier. The Gaza conflict, okay? The Israeli conflict in Gaza. Now, do you think that's just about a terrorist act that the Palestinians inflicted on Israel? No, there's much more to it, okay? Israel wants to build a canal to circumvent the Suez Canal, and they want to build it right through Gaza. The plans have already been drawn. It's called the Ben-Gurion Canal, and they plan on seizing Gaza to build the Ben-Gurion Canal. So you got to look behind the curtain, folks. Also, there have been earthquakes surrounding the Suez Canal. Now, are these naturally occurring, or are they created by some technology that, or some kind of cyber weapon? Also, there have been many ship fires on the Suez Canal, more than normal. Why is this? It seems to me that there's some arsonist activity going on. And, as a result of all this stuff, there's been a 50% drop in Suez Canal revenues. The canal charges money for all passage that goes through it. And so those who operate the Suez Canal make a fortune off of the trade passing through the canal, because the canal cuts off a lot of distance, expensive distance. It's a shortcut. These canals are made for shortcuts for shipping. So why do you think the Suez Canal is being choked? The supply chain of the Suez Canal being choked. Well, could it be that Israel's Ben Gurion Canal wants to take its place, and Israel has a plan to take over the Suez Canal and all the revenues that go with it? Then we have the Keystone Pipeline disruption by policy by Joe Biden. I mean, why would you choke off an energy pipeline that could benefit every American citizen with cheaper energy? Why would you want to do that? Unless you want to control people's life, people's livelihoods, people's standard of living. And then we have the pipeline sabotage, another pipeline-related issue, the pipeline sabotage going on. I mean, we had the Nord Stream pipeline sabotage by whom? Who do you think? You said it's so funny. The Ukrainians say it was probably the Russians. Why would the Russians blow up their own pipeline? They could just turn off the flow. They have the power to flip the switch. It wasn't the Russians. It was more than likely. There's only really two forces that really had the technology to do something like this, and that was Israeli Mossad or the US government Navy SEALs. So, who did it? Maybe England. They could have had a hand in it too. But really, nobody else could have pulled that off. So, why would they do that? They would do that to cut off Nord Stream, because Nord Stream is the primary source of Russian oil and gas into Western Europe. Now, who suffered? Well, the Germans suffered for sure. But they're trying to punish Russia, right? Why would they punish Russia? Let's figure that out. Ukraine itself also is full of pipelines. If you look at a pipeline map of Ukraine, most people don't realize that it's all about pipelines, because pipelines are very profitable. Right. So Ukraine is similar to Afghanistan, and Afghanistan has a lot of burgeoning pipeline activity going on. So you think about why these wars are going on, and then you think about the control of the pipelines, and you can draw some dotted lines for sure, and then maybe you can fill in some of those dots. And then we have embargoes. Embargoes cut off trade. Embargoes choke the supply lines. And it doesn't really help the people that are putting the embargoes on. And in many cases, it doesn't hurt the nations that have the embargoes put upon them. I mean, the Russian economy is booming right now. Believe it or not, in the middle of a war, the Russian economy is booming. You know whose economy is crashing? The Ukrainian economy. The one that we're pouring billions of dollars into. Why is that? And you have situations like the South Sea, China, artificial islands that China's building there. I mean, what are they doing there except to create a military presence to choke off trade or control passage in the South China Sea? The South China Sea, it's near Vietnam. There's a lot of manufacturing going on. There's a lot of shipping activity going through the South China Sea now. So there's also oil development in Indonesia and areas like that. So we're seeing steps taken to choke off or control commerce. And then we have regulatory restrictions on coal mining and oil drilling here in this country. I mean, why would we want to choke off our pipelines, our coal mining, and oil drilling? Is it really about the green energy? Is it really about the environment? I don't think so. I think it's about control. If you follow the money, you're going to see who gains control and who profits and wins from these disruptions. And that will lead to the perpetrators of all this pain and suffering that they're putting on us by choking off our supply lines for various excuses and disasters, natural and otherwise. So now let's drill down to the Baltimore container ship disaster for a moment. You know, Laura Logan, who I respect greatly, reported on this story on Twitter X, and she said the Baltimore Bridge collapse was an absolutely brilliant strategic attack on U.S. critical infrastructure. She said it was most likely a cyber attack and that our intel agencies know about it. And in information warfare terms, they just divided the U.S. right along the Mason-Dixon line, exactly like the Civil War. This is the second busiest strategic roadway in the nation for hazardous materials. That bridge is the second busiest roadway for hazardous materials. And it will now be down for 4 to 5 years, which is how long they say it will take to recover. Okay. Now, if you've ever been down there, I've been across the Francis Scott Key Bridge, and I've also been through the tunnels there. And, you know, there's big signs outside the tunnels saying no hazmats. I used to think that was funny. No hazmats. What does that mean? I never knew that before. I went down there as a probably in my teens. Hazmats are hazardous materials. The Francis Scott Key Bridge, named after the composer of our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, was built specifically to move hazardous materials that couldn't go through the tunnels. So it's fuel, diesel, propane gas, nitrogen, highly flammable materials, liquid petroleum, chemicals, and any oversized cargo that doesn't fit in the tunnels. And, you know, obviously stuff that can't be allowed in the tunnels for reasons of safety. Well, now that supply line is completely crippled. So make no mistake, this was an extraordinary attack in terms of planning, timing, and execution. The two critical components on that bridge are the two load-bearing pylons on each end, closer to the shore. They're bigger, thicker, and deeper than anything else. These are the anchor points, and they knew that by hitting either one of them, it would be a fatal wound to the integrity of the bridge. An entire half a mile of that bridge span went into the river. So it's likely they'll have to build a completely new one because it can't be repaired. There's so much damage to the structural integrity of the concrete abutment, and we won't know fully until they take the wreckage apart and start to examine it. But it was an attack, perfectly targeted. Laura Logan said that they have configured and figured out how to bring us down. As long as you stay away from the teeth of the U.S. military, you can pick the U.S. apart. We are arrogant and ignorant. It's a lethal combination. Obama said he would fundamentally change America, and he did. We're in a free fall ride on a roller coaster right now, without brakes, just picking up speed. That's Laura Logan, I quote. So the footage of the cargo ship shows that it never got into the proper approach lane in the channel. You have to be in the channel before you make the turn there. So the location of the ship was precise and deliberate. They chose a part of the river where you have to slow down and commit yourself, and there's not enough room to maneuver. I spoke to a really good friend of mine in the shipping business yesterday, and he knows all about this. And he said that at the very least, they should have had a harbor pilot to pilot the boat and tugboats. What happened to tugboats? You know, you're not supposed to traverse any obstacles without a harbor pilot or tugboats. And they chose a full moon so they would have maximum tidal shift, rise and fall. and brisk flow in that river on a normal day. And they've had a lot of rain recently, so water was already moving at a pretty good pace. So hit the bridge with enough kinetic force to knock the load-bearing pylons out from under the highway. And 50% of the bridge falls in the water. Well, I want to leave you with that thought, and we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to pick up on this and other stories.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutloud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with Heal Right. Heal Right is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, Heal Right is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
Welcome back to Unleashed, the Political News Hour. I'm your host, Bruce Robertson. Before we left for the break, we were talking about the bridge collapse in Baltimore. And I just wanted to say a few more things before we move on to some other hot news items. You know, this is really troubling because when we choke off Baltimore, we basically cut the main north-south hazardous waste corridor, hazardous materials corridor, not hazardous waste, hazardous materials corridor, which is I-95, in half. So now hazardous materials have to go around the city or they have to go somewhere else. To move some of that cargo through the tunnel, you know, they may be able to get a permit for some of it, but those are slow to get, and they require an escort system that is so expensive and has to be done at night. Hazardous materials, most of them cannot be moved through the tunnel. That's why they have the bridge. So now that bridge is out. For every $100 that goes into the city of Baltimore, $12 comes from shipping. So I think that this is going to cripple the city of Baltimore at a time when Baltimore does not really have the resources to recover. And Baltimore Port serves a huge swath of Virginia, Pennsylvania, the central Northeast, as well as parts of the South via those highways, I-95, and the trucking of containers filled with goods. So, another supply chain constriction. And this is not good. It's not good for any of us. It's not good for inflation. It's not good for consumer prices. It's not good for any of us. So who profits from it? Follow the money. The good news is that leftist Democrats have an argument that's falling apart harder and faster than that bridge did. The entire J6 narrative has now crumbled. With the release of the footage of the tapes, the videos, we can see that J6 intentionally shaped the narrative to make it look like it was an insurrection. It was not an insurrection. People were led through the Capitol. Most of them were peaceful. It was very surreal what the difference between the reality and the narrative that the J6 committee tried to create. That committee concealed evidence. They suborned perjury as well, with the testimony of Cassidy Hutchinson, whose testimony was used to smear Trump in the media. Remember that girl? She said Trump tried to grab the steering wheel of the limo and drive back to the Capitol and all this baloney that she made up. Well, later she completely changed her testimony and edited her transcripts. So the story that they ran with in the headlines and the story that they based their entire conclusions on was then changed later. So first she said Trump acted like a madman, and later when the Secret Service limo driver refuted her testimony and she was caught bold-faced lying, she changed it to say she was mistaken and it didn't happen the way she claimed. But of course, the damage was already done. You know, media ran with the original phony story, and the changes and edits were buried, just like they bury everything that's a correction. So here we go. We're at it again. In other J6 news, Chris Miller, who was President Trump's former acting defense secretary, alleges now that the defunct January 6th committee threatened that they would make his life hell, quote unquote, if he kept up his claims that Trump authorized National Guard deployment during January 6th, 2021. So he's saying that Trump did authorize National Guard deployment, but that they threatened him, and that's why he remained silent on it. Of course, Kash Patel has said that he was there in the room when he authorized the troops. And now we know, we have documentation that the troops were authorized. So this is suborning perjury on the part of the J6 committee in terms of testimony. This is Politburo tactics, old Soviet Politburo tactics. And it doesn't really surprise me because these people will do anything for power. You know, the open border strategy that the Biden administration is pursuing, along with, you know, the help of Democrats in Congress, it's an electoral disaster with crime and disease rising, and many communities are being overrun by illegal aliens. State and local budgets are being strained, and there's no solution in sight except perhaps mass deportation. But of course, the Democrats would rather use the influx of illegals to reapportion voting districts, as I said in the agenda list, and eventually convert them into voters after addicting them to welfare checks. You know the drill. They did the same thing with the inner cities in the 60s. It's a dependency agenda to bribe the vote. This week, there was an astounding testimony given before the House Oversight Committee by witness Matt Lohmeyer. You should check out his testimony in the House Oversight Committee. You can Google it. It's on YouTube, I think. Lohmeyer said that he was fired for pointing out the illegality and divisiveness of DEI, that's diversity, equity, and inclusion objectives that are done in every organization now, it seems, every corporation, the military, everything. Lohmeyer is an Air Force Academy graduate, former Top Gun F-15C fighter pilot, and was a lieutenant colonel and commander in the Space Force. Okay, so he's got some credentials. He's got believable credentials. Now, he said, in 2021, I was fired, quote, from my command for writing a book trying to reverse the trend of the overt politicization of the uniformed services. Specifically, he said, I criticized the military's diversity, equity, and inclusion trainings, which were at my own base and were illegally occurring despite an executive order from the commander-in-chief. I watched DEI trainings divide our troops ideologically and in some cases sow the seeds of animosity toward the very country they had sworn an oath to defend. So, woke policies, you get woke results, and it's a joke, okay? Go woke, go broke. Remember we saw Boeing last week trying to respond to their defective plane situation where people, you know, planes were breaking apart in midair? You know, those planes were built in a corporate culture that's rife with DEI policies. It's so bad that the CEO of Boeing has now resigned under pressure. In other woke news, the city of, I could do a whole show on woke news, by the way. I mean, it's just prevalent, so prevalent. It's surreal. It's insane. The city of Hamtramck, Michigan, elected its first Muslim-majority city council and its first Muslim mayor. The left was very approving, of course. They gave it a standing ovation. They called it a massive step for diversity. Well, the first thing that that Muslim city council and Muslim mayor did was they banned the LGBTQ pride flag. Oops. And speaking of controlling diversity and manipulating society, Mark Zuckerberg is back in the news. Did you see this one? Zuckerberg's Meta, which is formerly Facebook, is now limiting political content on Instagram going into an election year. Instagram users are expressing frustration as the platform begins automatically restricting political content in their feeds just months before the 2024 presidential election. Of course, many users are reporting that the political filter has been automatically turned on without Facebook asking them what their preference is. They just added it on the back end through an update, I'm sure. It's Zuckerberg's latest scheme to help Joe Biden. So Ars Technica reported that in a move that has sparked outrage among users, Instagram has started limiting political content in users' feed by default. It's a significant change just months before the 2024 election, as I said. The new policy announced by Mark Zuckerberg's Meta on February 9th, 2024, so last month, it aims to reduce the amount of political content unless the user explicitly chooses to see it. The most troubling aspect is Zuckerberg enabling this new filter without asking users if they desire to see political content. So you could be just, you know, haplessly going along, looking at your Facebook page, thinking everything's normal, and all of a sudden there's no more political articles or posts coming your way in your feed. This change affects contents mentioning laws, elections, or social topics from accounts not followed by users. So you're not getting any of that in your feed anymore. While Meta claims this decision is based on user feedback, many are questioning the timing and his motives behind the move. Independent journalist Jessica Reed Krause, who has 1.2 million Instagram followers, expressed her concern this way. She said, "We should all be outraged by this overstep. Censorship during peak campaign months is a direct threat to democracy." Well, it's a republic, but we're not going to mince words. Although Zuckerberg's Meta has apparently made the political filter a default setting for all users, it can be disabled, but you can go into settings and preferences, and you can go disable it, but they don't tell you that. You have to figure that out yourself. Okay. And, you know, let's not forget, 4 years ago, Mark Zuckerberg directly impacted the 2020 election by spreading his Zuckerbucks around the nation, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars he planted to create all those unmanned drop boxes so that, 2,000 mules could commit their election fraud in 2020. It's clear that he's willing to attempt to act as a shill and a puppet for Democrats again in 2024. And we at Unleashed will stay on top of this and will continue to document Meta's actions and others, including guides on how to overcome platform changes timed to impact the election. Here's a great story. I'm tired of telling negative stories here. All right, here's a great story. Truth Social's owner, Donald Trump, has his net worth doubled in one day as stock soars when Trump Media starts trading under the DJT ticker symbol. Have you seen this? So, I'm not going to go into the technical details, the financial details, but there was a stock called DWAC, D-W-A-C, and that was a SPAC, a special purpose corporation. That special purpose corporation, they did a reverse merger with Truth Social, and it happened just the other day, and the stock went flying. You know, these shares were at one point $10 a share when they came out, and the other day, they flew up to over $70 a share, and it's not been that long that they've been out. So it's quite a record. And of course, Trump's stake in it is huge. And so he added about $6 billion to his net worth in one day. So he's set to benefit from the rise in the value of the company that houses his Truth Social platform as it trades on the public market now under symbol DJT. This deal, as I said, adds $6 billion to Trump's net worth, roughly, at today's stock price, making him one of the 500 richest men in the world. So, can you imagine the look on Judge Engoron's face, that pasty white face of his, when he said, well, Trump probably doesn't have the money, so we're going to fine him an amount that's going to bankrupt him. And by the way, Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million. Well, guess what, Judge? Trump's worth another $6 billion today. You think that's a coincidence? Who knows how God is acting behind the curtains on this? The more Trump is falsely and fraudulently attacked, and the more attempts that are made against him to bankrupt him, the more popular and more wealthy he becomes. I don't think it's a coincidence. I don't believe in coincidences, actually. So, that's what's going on. Zuckerberg's back in the news. Truth Social's flying through the roof. And, we have a lot of things happening in our world that demand our attention. There's a lot of corruption. What do you think about this agenda? I think most people that are awake know that there's a nefarious agenda in our country, and it needs to be addressed. I think that we need to get back to our Christian roots, for example, Judeo-Christian roots. This is, I think, it's an ultimate solution to America's problems. And maybe we need more prayer. Think about that, okay? Trump agrees. In fact, Trump came out this week, and he said he believes that religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country, and that we need more prayer. He wants to make America pray again. Isn't that interesting? So he's partnered up with Lee Greenwood, the man who wrote that famous song, Proud to Be an American. And he's selling with Lee Greenwood Bibles to make America pray again. That to me is great. I just think that's great. We're going to see that going forward. We're going to see that we're going back to our Christian roots. And there's a great awakening going on in this country. And you shouldn't miss it. Okay. Step up, reassess. Where are we going based on where we're coming from? Or where are we going based on our spiritual development, our spiritual growth, and go back to our original values, the values of the founding fathers who said that this nation was founded on Christian values. I mean, you know, a lot of people try and erase that. A lot of people try and say that our rights don't come from God. But our founding fathers believed that our rights came from God, and they wrote that into the Declaration of Independence, and they based our constitutional Bill of Rights and everything in the Constitution based on natural rights. Natural rights are rights that existed before man created government. So we have natural rights. We have God-given natural rights. And Donald Trump is right to pinpoint that and say that religion and Christianity are the two biggest things missing from this country. And it's really refreshing to hear a president who's not afraid to step up and say that. So where do we go from here? I guess we're going to see. But in the meantime, I suggest that we raise our voices. We don't sit on our hands. We get up and get active. We get into our local politics. We take the government that they created away from them and give it back to the people who had these natural rights before government was created. Let's support our First Amendment rights. Free speech is being tampered with. They're trying to take the guns away, our right to bear arms, to keep and bear arms. They're trying to take our freedom of religion away. They're trying to say that religion has no place in the public square. Well, that's not what the Founding Fathers said. They said that the government has no power to control or create a national religion. They didn't say that religion has no place in the public square. And Donald Trump is right to bring that up in this week's hot news. So that brings us to the end of this program of Unleashed. I'm your host, Bruce Robertson. And please listen to our shows every night. Every Thursday night is my show. And every weeknight at 7 p.m. is Unleashed, the Political News Hour. Thank you for listening.